This week's parsha, Parsha's Noach. And I'd like to focus on one thing in this parsha, is the keshes, the rainbow. Hashem says, I'm going to make a keshes, and this is going to be the bris, the covenant between myself and you, that I won't destroy the world again. There'll never be a marble again. Now there's a famous Ramban. Says on page 3, he says, in other words, the simple pshat seems to imply that there was no keshes by Maaseh Bereishis. It's just now HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the keshes. But he says no. Like Rav Shecht always likes to say, that no, it was always that way. He says, "Amr b'tam ha'osas akeshes lo soshi raglav u'malish ra kima shemayim morim kein." He says, "No, the keshes, as the Ramban says here, as Rav Shecht always likes to quote, it was always existed, but now it took on, like Rav Shecht says, I think from the Ramban, that now it takes on a new meaning." Because the idea is that if you have a bow and arrow, so the part that you, if you want to do the arrow, to shoot an arrow at somebody, so the part you pull it back and then it goes. So the part that's coming back is the one that's closer to the person who's sending it. As you're pulling it back, so the curvature is the person who's sending it to the other one. But if you would turn it around, then it would not be towards the person you're sending it to. As if to say, we're at peace now. I'm not going to send any. So the way we have the rainbow is that the curvature is not facing downward. Because if it was facing downward, that would imply that Ki'ilu Kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send arrows at us, and he's angry at us. And if you write and look at the Tov Yerushalayim, he says, "Ulam al korchenu anu maminim u'divrei yevonim ha'omrim shekeshes mitzavim bofet tivi." The keshes is a natural phenomenon, right? But still, it's now going to, like Rav Shechter pointed out, now going to represent this idea from now on, but not that it didn't exist prior. So it represents shalom now. We're at peace. Oh, so two things. A couple of things I want to show you that about this idea. One thing has to do with Beit Adam Lamakom, and one thing has to do with Adam Lachavero. We know the pasuk says in Eicha, page 11, "Sakosa ba'anon loch mi'avor tefila." That sometimes Hashem says, I put a cloud in Shemayim to stop your prayers from penetrating. So, kosev ono loch mi'avor tefila. So sometimes Hashem, you know, wants the prayers not to be penetrated. it shouldn't go up to Shamayim. So there is a sefer on page 13 called Likutei Chover Ben Chaim. And he's a Talmud of what? The Chasam Sofer. And he says the following on page 14. He says, B'chol Shana, look at this on page 14. B'chol Shana B'Parshas Noach. Because he's saying something that his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, every year Parshas Noach said the same vort. And what was the vort? On the pasuk is kashti nosati, ki kashti roshet tevos, kidushasi shmi tarasi imini. He would darshan the kashti is roshet tevos, kidushasi shmi tarasi imini. He got him a tzad dover nifla. He says, Amru Chazal, miyom shecharav beit hamikdash, ninolu shari tfilo. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were closed. So the Torah says, and this the Sefer that just came out from the Chasam Sofer, Igve Sofer, I actually spoke to him yesterday about this for the author, Rav Akiva Ozmir. So, because it doesn't really say, but he said to me, he didn't mean to say that that's what it says in the Torah, it's the Kavanah of the Torah. Because the Torah says like this, in Simchav Kufchav Beis, on page 12. When we say Aloch Chai Netzor, so what do we say afterwards? Asel Man Shemecha, Asel Man Yimlecha, Asel Man Torsecha, Man Kedushasecha. And he says, when you say these things, Yizocha Umekabel Pnei Ashchina. So what's the significance? And these are the Osios Keshes. Right. So he says, what's the idea? So look at so this is what the Chasam Sofer said every year. Yeshasha Yisrael Omrim Mesofa Tefila Seil Mashmecha Nase Rash Godol Lamal Ben Yal Yonim. I mean, that creates, we don't think about this. By the time you're holding by a Seilu Mat Shemecha, you're checked out by then, probably. Right? So he says, no, those things, when you dive and you say, I say Shemecha, there's a big tumult going on in Shemayim. What's the pshat? Because today, after the Churban, the Shari Tefillah are Nimno, by Mosein Arabim. So we're trying to do something to, so to speak, open up the Shari Tefillah. So the only way we could do it is if we say we're not davening for ourselves, only for ourselves. We're saying for your good, for your covet, that we should be taken care of so we could properly service you. It'll be, we're your shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we say, so Hashem is closing the gate, but when you say this code, this is the code, you have codes, what's the code? Now today everyone has codes because security, they don't want to have any codes. The shuls are all closed today because they don't want to leave the doors open for security. So you need the code. So what's the code in Shara Shemayim? Asel Mat Shemecha, Asel Yinecha, Asel Mat Kedusha Secha. That's the code. That we're doing it, Kedushasi Shmi Torasi Yimini. If I say this, then even though we're in a time now, the sakosa ba'anan me'avor tefila, right? It's zman achurban, so the shar shemayim, the path is not clearly open. But if we really believe in Seita Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we believe it, that we care about his kavod, so then the shar shemayim open up. And that's and then the Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger also has in the Sefer, he quotes on page Torah Yechiel, page 10. It's Kashti Nosati Ba'ono Shamati B'Shem Mori the Chasam Sofer Remez Kashti Ba'asharom Mispalim Maseh L'man Kedush Secha L'man Shemecha L'man Yiminecha L'man Torah Secha. Shezeh maski HaKadosh Baruch Hu shvil zeh mevatel gzeira. So those words that we pay very little attention to is Bizman Hazed, Chasim Sofer said, that is the core of thinking about those words, is the core of tefillah. And here in the Sefer Ikvei Sofer, just came out recently, well, no, actually it came out a year ago. I had it last year, but recently enough. So he quotes this thing that B'chol Shana Parshas Noach, on page 16, Maran Chasam Sofer would say Kashti is Kedushasi Shmi Tarasi Yemini, and that's the way that the pasuk says Hakosa Me'onon Loch Me'avur Tefila. But now Hashem says Es Kashti Nosati Ba'onon. I put this keshes in the Me'onon. This is the way to pierce the onon that's not letting the tefilas go through. And that's Chasam Sofer every year said that remes. And that's what we say, and that's how we explain the tour, that when we say these things, that's Mikuti Chover Ben Chaim. Okay, so that's the Bein Adam LaMokom. And then there's Bein Adam LaChaveiro. In Adam LaChaveiro, it's a long thing that just used a lot of different things. Let's look in the Tzemach Tzadik. Vishnu Tzareb. I told you this before. That when you write, if your name is Menachem Mendel, then you write a sefer called Tzemach Tzedek. Because why? Because it's the Gematria. Menachem Mendel is Tzemach Tzedek. That's why, you know, there are two Tzemach Tzedeks. There's the early Tzemach Tzedek, and that's quoted in the Magen Avraham. So I thought, how do you know the difference? Most of the Lubavitcher one is the Menachem Mendel. The non-Lubavitcher one is not going to be Menachem Mendel. But then I open the old one, and I see the early one was also Menachem Mendel. So what's going on? So then you see it's brought down that what? That there's an Indian to be Meram is your name in the Sefer. So sometimes you could do Gematria. So Gematria, Menachem Mendel is Tzemach Tzedek. So the Vishnu Tzarebe, because he spelled Mendel with a Yud, so then he called his Sefer Tzemach Tzadik to add the, so it will be equivalent. So if you spell Menachem Mendel with a Yud, then you call your Sefer Tzemach Tzadik. I don't know. Maybe you can... Yeah. So he says like this on page 27, and I have it from other places also that he quotes Drush's, but it will go over for hours to read everything, but you can read it here. Yeah, so let's read it here in the Tzemach Tzadik. It's more Bekitzer. He says, "As Kashi Nosati Anon, Yesh Lomim Hey Keshes Roshi Tevas Sina Kina Taiva." Sina Kina Taiva. So each of these midos, we have to be mala them and use them for productive use. But mokum kina bisha, instead of bad kina, you can kimina sofrim tar bechokma. There's a concept of kina sofrim. You see someone else is learning, you want to also learn. So that promotes you to learn. Umokum sina bisha, had bad sinna, tzarech l'kayim ovei Hashem sinura. To have sinna, to be so evil in the world. So there's a place for sinna also. And uvamokam taiva bisha yikayim nafshi ivisicha balayla. That you have what? A taiva for what? To Hashem. So that's why Bezepi Rashi with Isa Vishas, the Gemara says in Ksubas, Shalom Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Niros HaKeshes B'Yamecha. In other words, was there a Keshes, a rainbow, in your lifetime? In other words, Rav Yeshua Ben Levi came to Shemayim, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him, So he says, yes, there was. So he says, Amaleim Kain Lav Bat Bar Levi. So that means that you're not really the Chashav Yeshua ben Levi. Because if you're such a Chashav person, Yeshua ben Levi, because Keshes really means Hashem really wanted to destroy the world and he's holding back. So that means that the door wasn't so great. So it means that you didn't manhig the door so properly. So, but the Gemara says, Velohi. Lo have midi, there really wasn't. Raksover lo achzik tivuz lenafshe. In other words, Yeshua ben Levi didn't want to sound like a balgaiva. So if he would have answered that there was no keshes, then as if he's saying, I'm such a tzaddik, and when I was around, I made sure everything was good. Everything was good in the world. Yesh l'dakta keva loshen lohi v'lo havimidi. It's a strange loshen. He says lohi. It's not true, meaning there was a kesher. There wasn't a kesher. V'lo havimidi, and there was nothing. So why do you have to repeat that? Lohi v'lo havimidi. What's that? That was. What's that repetition? And how could Rabbi Shua ben Levi lie? Shemayim, he's lying. So he says like this. He says, El Yeshloma Kavan al Derek said, Rabbi Shua ben Yochashal, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nirosa Keshav Yamecha, Nirosa Bo be Mechayev. His question was, Hagimel Midos Haros. That's what he's saying. There was, in your lifetime, did you see Kina? Did you see Sinna? Did you see Taiva? Kina Sinna? Hayshiv Lohain. So he says, I did see these things. Kavanas Rav Shua ben Levi al Keshesh Shal Kedusha. Zesiyim Gemar V'lohi. Perish. Eja HaKeshesh HaSover Rav Shua ben Yochai. Dezelo HaVimidi. Whereas he saying like this. When he said, I saw Keshesh, was when Rav Shua ben Yochai was asking the question, he was asking him, did you see these three bad midos? But when he was responding and he said yes, he was said, no, I saw Keshes the Kedusha, meaning the as what we said before, the sinner, the good sinner, the good Kedusha, etc. But lo rotzo lachzik tivus lenafshe al kein sosem devarav. But in other words, he didn't want to explain himself. Right? He wanted to say like a balgaiva. So he just said, yes. Keep going. Inside the bad keshes of the kin of sin and taiva, nasati kashki, haynu gama keshes and nitzrach lavodos Hashem. Vayam ani anol lahar peyush, she yagia eis onesh al zeh, peyush al keshes bisha, v'nuras al keshes bonan, nitzra keshes shal kedusha. But the keshes shal kedusha is going to emerge from that, from the bad keshes. Zeh nomer lenoch, lacha she yotza min ha-teva. See, after Noah came out of the teva, acha she tikin ha-teva shalo, shua dibur shalo. Right, some learn a teva, lush in words. Right, that's what the famous Noam Elimelech. Tzoyer tase la teva means whenever you speak, the tzoyer was the bright stone. He should light up. Words should light up things. Tzoyer tase la teva. Shaman tzvasa midaber mirma udvar betalim. Moshe Amu Chazal udvarta bav lo udvar betalim. So he says, So that's what he says. That he says, did you see the keshes? Meaning, did you see these? In Nirabo Biyamba Hagil Midos Haros, Feishiv Lohein. And Rav Shua ben Levi's meant to say the of the Keshes Shal Kedusha. Kazesh Yisiyam Gimar Velohi Perish. Asia Keshes Hasover Rav Shua ben Yochai. Does Elo have a Midi Rak Kavanos Rav Shua ben Levi Hala Keshes Nitzrach Lavodas Hashem. When he said yes, he meant I saw kina sina tataiva, but in the good way. So lo ratzel hachzik tivusel anafshe, in other words, he didn't want to sound like a balgaiva, so, and al-keit sasam dvar, because if he would have said, you know, the positive thing, he's sounding like a balgaiva. He didn't say something. It was a question of what that meant, and in the Sefer Drushas, Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemia, on page 23, he says another word. Keshes is not trikon kedusha, shame, and Torah, and he says. That's the idea of the Midas Kina, is the same type of idea. Kina is the Kina Sofrim, and the Sina is Shemecha, is Sholem. Because just like we know by Sota, that we erase Hashem's name for Sholem between Ish l'Ishto. So he says, "Eitzar v'lo shemol nisna ish l'riyev sinaschina afil v'nishasone," etc. So these are the kedusha secha, shmi, imini. So it's the negative and the positive. Kina sina taiva. And that's the idea. Kedusha, the shame of Torah, and that's the positive. And he, Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara says, was a big Baal Sholem. So he, you know, and Shemecha is the Sholem, is the Mid of Sholem. And that's, he influenced the generation with the Sholem. And that's the other way of that. Shosi Shmi. And it's a similar idea as the Sefer Kriyat Sofer points out to that. But the Keshes is, again, besides the physical Keshes, has this the positive idea of Kedushosi and Shmi and Tarasi or Mini, etc. And all these negative traits also have a positive counterpart. And that's our goal, and to penetrate the clouds, to penetrate the darkness, the onan. So either that's the way of having tefillah go through. When we say Hashem Yimach Shemecha, Salam Yimecha, Salam Kedushasecha, so then the clouds open, and then our tefillah can get through, even in this generation. That's the Likutei Chover Mechaim. He says that's Pshat Natur. The gates that are locked somehow are getting open when we say those words, and then that's Ben Adam L'Mokom. And Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is the sinna. The kina, sinna, and taiva, and to channel them in a positive way, to have positive goals, positive she'ifos, es kashti nosati ba'onan, and that's the goal of the positive kedusha that we have, and Bez Hashem, that should be our ability to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And have a relationship with Adam L'Chaveiro as well, to have not to have a negative sinna and a negative taiva, a negative kina, but to channel everything in a positive way of productivity for ourselves and our chaverim together. And Bez Hashem, that's the kashti nosati ba'onim. Lichei musa biyachas, and on the makom, who made Adam L'Chaveiro.